Let me tell you something. UNLV is important. Maude Frazier is important. Virginia Mahal is important. Woo! And the president better get the message or go find a job. Thank you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Regent Walden.
Kara Connolly.
And I'm Heidi Manlove.
How'd you guys become involved in this to save Frazier Hall?
Well, we're part of the group that actually is sponsoring this rally. We're part of the Anthropology Department.
Anthropology Society.
Anthropology Society here on campus.
Are you guys students here or graduates?
Undergrads.
Yes, undergrads.
Both undergrads?
Both undergrads. Yeah. We're both seniors. Seniors here. I've been going in here all 4 years.
Yeah, and I'm a transfer student 2 years ago.
And why did you guys become involved in this issue?
Well, the Atomic Age Alliance came to us and said that we want to do something to help promote knowledge towards the history of Maude Frazier Hall, and I'm the president of the Anthropology Society, so I kind of had made everyone vote on it, and we decided that this is something that we'd like to be a part of. As anthropologists, we care about culture and preserving culture, and this is one aspect of UNLV that we'd like to preserve.
What do you guys think about the functionality of the building? Is it still something that can be that we can put to use for students, or is it more just for basically as a sort of museum-type facility in the future?
Well, it's in use now, so what does that tell you? I think it serves its purpose. It may be small. It may have age, but we need to keep this. This is something, obviously, people are working in here now, and it's not closed down as far as usage, so I think it could still continue to be used.
President, I'm blowing it up, Regent Walden. I don't care what you think. I told President Ashley, well, you know, President Ashley, I'll stand there when they blow it up. They'll have to take me out with it. And he says, well, maybe they will, and he walked away. So I got him on my hit list. I really have no use for it, this president. He was standing there with his provost. They don't care. They're carpetbaggers. They come here. They don't understand Nevada. You know, Nevada is a great state. This is a great university. And we need to have respect for our faculty, our students, the people that started this school. You know, you keep blowing things up. But where's your foundation? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you impressed with the turnout today, the people who showed up?
I was in total awe. I figured we'd get 4 people. That would be it. But I'd still keep on fighting. I mean, they did a great job in organization. The one lady that spoke, the head one from the Alliance. I mean, I've learned so much in 2 months about Nevada history, Las Vegas history, buildings. I'm stunned. The county commission already approved this. I pushed that to save Maude Frazier Hall. They voted 7-0. Phenomenal. Not one dissent. I've only got maybe 2 regents that want to blow the building up.
Thank you for taking the flower from me. I really appreciate it.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? So what do you think about the turnout today and the demonstration here?
I came out to hear what was the ideas and the priorities and really try to understand what different people value. That's helpful to understand how other people see the facilities at UNLV. So I'm very open to listening, hearing, and trying to better understand.
As far as the functionality of Maude Frazier Hall, I mean, do you think it's something that can be, you know, salvaged as far as being to use for students and for the actual, as far as school building, or do you think that's something that if it was saved, it would have to be something like a museum or something like what they're talking about?
Actually, we've done no planning in preserving it because under the master plan, 2004 master plan, the plan is to demolish it. So we've not really looked at alternate plans and uses. I know that the primary focus in that space is to create a gateway for the campus, which would really open it to much broader public use of the whole campus for the public to access the university.
You know, the president's got the message. I was pretty harsh. I'm a straight guy. I don't have any agenda. I just have an agenda for what is fair and equitable. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
As far as functionality of the building, if you do get it saved, a lot of people are talking about turning it into a museum.
I think that's the best thing, probably. It's going to be the gateway to the campus. That's what you normally do. Morrill Hall at Nevada Arena, where I graduated from, that is a historical area of preservation. So I think functionality, you know, these people working over there for years, they probably need a different building for admissions and everything. Probably need a different area. I think you've got to celebrate the history of the university. That's the first building. So I think it makes sense to make it the I mean, I guess you could have some advancement offices there or things like that, but I think what you got to really do is you got to make sure when they come on campus, they see Maude Fraser.
What do you think that'll do for future students coming here seeing?
Well, I'll tell you what it does with donors. It shows the university's not blowing up all their names. I mean, there's a lot of donors whose names were on buildings or people that helped the campus, and they've basically taken their names down. That is very difficult to run a $500 million capital campaign. It's very, very difficult when you want to blow everybody up. So I think it's going to help us for our big capital campaign. And donors will have a little bit better feeling. Geez, if I give $50,000, $60,000, they'll preserve my name. So if I work hard, it'll mean something. Well, I think overall it's great for the campus. This is an opportunity to do something wonderful for a wonderful person and a wonderful university. It's an opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Old.
Pleasure.